Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
That tree is now this tree.
You guys can actually kind of hear the trees begin to creak.
That doesn't sound good.
Off kind of in that direction.
One more? Is it just one more?
Just one more.
What are you talking about? Trees creak naturally.
Do I need to make any more?
Nothing didn't hit you. Go ahead. Roll.
I did.
What'd you get?
A lot.
He made it.
I don't know. Like 25.
Okay.
I made it.
Okay. You have finally kicked the poison. You need one more round.
Doesn't she still have another round?
Yeah,
she made two consecutive.
Oh, two.
Three.
Consecutive.
She has now made three consecutive because she was hit twice.
Mm-hmm. I've made two consecutive.
Yes. No, never mind. You kick the poison now.
Oh. Okay.
Well, does the tree creaking sound natural or.
My personal opinion on that is that the answer is no.
I put Ryan down at this point.
I'm only at a 16.
I don't even have that naturally.
She's in here at a 5.
I lost 4.
Oh, I thought I lost 3.
You lost 4.
I rolled a 2 and a 2.
Oh, I thought it was a 1 and a 2.
No.
Okay.
So you're at 15.
Yep.
Still better.
I'm a monk.
I guess I won't jump this one.
I asked Bill to stop shooting me with darts.
No more shots came.
I'll meander 20 feet forward.
Another one.
I'm gonna hang out in this tree.
Bill's cousin.
Well, if the noises come from this way, I want to try and go this way.
Okay, I'll move you at half of his speed.
Yeah, that's fine.
I have boots on, so I go at
20.
30.
So
15.
Feet.
So 15. Oh, Alex alone.
Is that alone?
Stuck in the dark.
Yes, you do.
He's now this blowgun.
This is the guy who's been shooting you, so he's trying to double tap. And you know, it's like, stop working! Starts throwing the darts at you.
Okay. Next action for everyone.
I suppose I move forward.
I stay stealth and hidden.
The world. Spins.
Andre, can I do a sense motive on the screen?
I can feel it.
No.
Is it any kind of a language?
No.
Okay. Is the creaking coming from my tree before I stealth in it?
No, it's coming from that tree.
Alright, well, I will stay hidden in this tree.
Okay.
And use it for cover, in case it decides to do something to me.
I suppose I move forward slightly.
You don't have to have a scatter dice, do you? I meander that way. I meander 20 feet that way. Hey guys, I hear some creaking over here.
That's why I'm going this way.
Well, I'll look at the creaking, don't worry.
No!
You look at that
creaking.
So,
Jessica, are you gonna hold and try and yell to get him back?
Yeah.
You're with her.
I'm shaking.
You moved up slightly. Okay, next round.
Is there any reason you're watching rolling?
Huh? Yeah. I only have a plus 13. It is actually possible to miss people.
Yeah, it's just, I have a 15 AC.
Her. It's funny when I roll a 1.
Oh.
And I can crit. If I crit, I will say they actually hit you somewhere. Ah!
I'm not Superman.
You're talking.
I'm not Superman.
Your eye has a...
What's yours?
That was an awesome effect, though. They had the bolt on his eye.
Fortune.
It goes in your ear hole.
Scores being drained.
Just be glad this won't be perfect.
I have 3 darts in my neck. Bill! That wasn't nice. I'm looking at the creaking, okay?
Dick, we need to stick together. Okay. Come back over here.
Everyone's next action.
I guess I just...
Are we going to try to go after him?
Try and get behind Dick.
In my indecision, I meander 20 feet this way.
No escape.
I still have enough people who are on their own.
Is he kind of just withdrawing there?
No escape!
You too?
I kick him.
Yeah, you're still hiding.
I'll go wherever you go.
Okay, well, if he's coming back this direction.
You've got a buddy. You're still... She's still dragging your ass around.
Yep.
So, one and...
Actually, I put you down.
Oh. Okay, so never mind. Oh, so they will shoot you.
Oh.
Yo, drag me again.
That means he didn't take his action last turn.
Oh, what'd you do then?
I guess I got up and followed her. Then.
Yeah, you have a 15 dex. You're fine.
All right, then I hit you.
I suppose I pulled the card out of my neck. They're so tiny.
Tyler?
I'm sure they didn't go in your skin. Just
there's a tree behind you.
Shirt.
Does it notice me?
Give me your stealth.
Oh, what is that?
It's a tree.
Oh, okay.
How did it... I'm going to laugh if the tree snuck up on you and you didn't realize it.
It actually does.
33 plus invisibility.
So 53?
I rolled an 18. Hold on, I need to actually get my bestiary.
So what's 53?
This is a dryad, right? No.
The gods are watching, but can't.
It could have tremorsis, but if you're not moving...
Yes.
Might actually have to be floating.
But what if you're not moving? Even if you're still sitting there.
Actually, no, it is.
He has to beat a 40.
The earth.
He'd have to beat a 40 to be able to even know she's there.
Actually, it's a 20 to know someone invisible
plus
in the area.
Perception.
40 to know where I am.
Okay.
So we got a 30.
Okay. Nope, doesn't seem to see you.
I will stay deathly still.
As you see this tree kind of go,
holy crap.
Because there's something invisible in this area. He knows that.
Is it trying to...
Actually, no. He's looking around the tree at them.
I'm like...
Mm. Oh, get plus 16 to stealth in forests.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it snuck up on her.
Is it stealthing?
No, it's still stealthing.
Oh, wait. It's a net of a plus 7 in forests.
I actually did see it, actually, when it started moving.
Ooh.
What did it get? Mm-hmm. I got a 29.
You'll notice it.
My perception.
You notice this tree looking at them.
Tana?
I got a 35.
Yes.
Grab Ricardo and come this direction quickly.
Wow. Wow. That is. Wow.
Is it 25 scene?
Oh, yeah.
Unless you want to get smacked,
hey!
Come this direction.
I found the source of the creaking.
That was perception.
26. I said I
rolled a 4
over in the direction you're looking.
Yeah, because I got a 35.
14.
Huh.
Plus a net of 7.
That
is,
wow.
That's
minus 9.
That is a
plus 16.
It's got a face. That's kind of weird.
Huh.
Why is the tree moving?
At this point, go ahead and give me initiative, guys.
Is that some elfy thing?
Can I sneak attack the tree?
No, it's a plant.
I don't think so.
Ooh.
Why do the two A's always sit next to each other?
Because they're secretly gay lovers.
Yes.
Are you calling her a man or me a woman?
Both.
So that still makes straight sex.
I got a 21.
Two hermaphrodites getting it on.
What's your bonus? 23.
You can impregnate each other at the same time.
That would be very difficult.
I level 6.
Wow, you still actually have a plus 3 after all the things I did to you?
Oh, shoot. My bad.
Yeah.
What do I have now?
You have a 5 dex.
You have a 5 dex.
What is the minuses?
Minus
3.
3.
So what is 6, your bonus
so
right now?
So I have a plus 3.
What is your bonus right now?
Plus, she has a plus 3 bonus because she's got
improved initiative.
2 normally improved initiative.
Yeah.
Good.
She has a plus 2 dex normally.
Yes, and then a 4 appears, so it's...
Yeah, she's good.
She has a plus 1.
You have a plus 1.
Jessica.
You lose your dex.
I get a 14.
And then you lose your 2, and then you lose 3 more, so you're at minus 5 to your initiative.
What?
You're at a minus 3 dex. You have improved initiative that adds to it, so it's 3 minus 4.
Normally you have a 6.
I know. 4
minus 3.
2 from dex. So you lose your 2 dex because you fell down to it.
I like
10.
That 7.
Whatever. Okay, you lose 2. So you're at 4 at 10 dex. Then you lose an additional 3 because of the minus 3 of your current dex.
Oh, so it applies to both?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm at a minus 5. I go on a 3.
Okay.
No, you're not a minus. You're at a plus 1 net.
Amanda goes 9. Last.
Yes.
On a 9. I go on a 20.
Hey, the tree can go on a 2.
The treants, the dryads, and the fae.
Oh boy.
Alright, someone throw this way, please.
The treant!
Does he actually. Oh, many don't go last.
Throw it away.
Sweet!
But I was trying to.
I told you!
Throw it away!
He could get on a 2, but he went on a 1, Jesse.
So you need to put down 9 down. You need to put down 9.
You're the last of the PCs.
But it still matters where I go before them.
It depends on what they roll. If they all get below a 9, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
What did I get? What are you doing?
Dark Contagious.
Oh, because you got so many monsters.
You have 3 different monsters to fight.
Yes, one of which I made up, so.
Probably the
Fae. Dryads.
Fae.
The Fae are in there.
I know, but it's my own kind of Fae.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like he's got his own kind of elves, and his own kind of dwarves, and his own kind of halflings, and his own...
Wait, are you saying Andre might create something?
Are you looking at my halfling?
You're staring at my halfling!
So, is that a 9 it grows on?
It's an 8.
That's an 8. Roll off!
You'll go after him.
Yeah.
It's only a plus 1.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Alec, apparently being the most in tune with nature here, and realizing that there is a big motherfucking tree next to you that is looking at you.
Are you looking at my halfling?
Actually, that's a human you're dragging.
Says the guy next to you.
I'll try Sylvanian. Hopefully it works. Hello! Hi. Speaks common Sylvan and tree end, so... Hi. Does it appear hostile?
Does
in a roundabout way, yes.
If it's speaking, I can understand him.
I suppose I.
Hey.
Hello.
I guess I draw my greatsword, stick it down, and hold.
Okay. 22. Jessica.
No, wait, actually.
I didn't get a 22.
Steven. Sorry, that is...
He hasn't gone yet. Secondly, he can't get an attack opportunity. I'm going to charge hug him. And I'm going to tell him that he's my friend.
Go ahead and give me a CMB.
You tree hugger.
I got a 31.
31. You actually beat his CMD.
Hugged.
You hug his leg.
And I tell him that I'm his friend. And then ask him to please not kill me.
Tyler, you're next.
I hold like a sissy.
You're like, and apparently Steven's now hugging the leg.
Maybe he's a dog soon. He could just start humping its leg.
Tree humper.
19, Ryan. Hit. Ryan takes a free action to fall asleep. He's currently suffering from narcolepsy.
That would suck as a side effect.
Haste.
Okay, you get those four.
Yeah, yeah, I got hasted.
I quickly hug his
leg. Haste isn't going to do too much for me.
It actually has five.
And then what else, Ryan?
Got a full round of action still.
Damn. I can't cast invisibility now.
Nope.
Nope. Next turn.
Guess I'll just draw my thing.
Okay, you'll draw your thing.
Do you stay there?
By the way, I have my mace out with all my actions that I've been skipping.
Sure.
My mace does fire.
Alright.
Be helpful.
1, 2, 3, 4. Suddenly, the treetops become in a blaze as darts fly out.
I catch one.
Fine.
The one that goes for
you. Actually, are you aware of the attack?
Probably not.
You can't.
Steven, I hit you a lot.
But I thought you were saying you're shooting those two and those two.
Oh.
He critted. They critted
you. Sorry, I should have included you because they're on him too.
Okay. I make my save.
Ooh, what is it? What is it?
It doesn't even make any sense.
What is it?
Make it make sense. Draw another card.
Okay.
But what is that one?
Surprise opening, and I get a second shot. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, wait. That's actually pretty good.
Second shot.
Okay, 42 save.
Guarded strike, and he has plus 4 to his AC.
Wait, was that against me?
Guess right.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
You have to make 2 fort saves now.
I got 2 crits on him.
Oh, you were talking to Steven.
You said Steven, and then you're like, crit! Stop it!
Jessica, what's yours?
You fail?
21.
Gotcha.
Yeah, fail. He fails twice.
And I got you, Amanda.
Okay. I do not... wait, hold on. That's a 6 plus 15. I make it by 1.
No, I'm fine.
Fine, fine.
He failed twice.
I can't. Okay.
It's
you can only be affected by a poison once at a time.
It's not worth Bennying.
2 more dex!
Yeah. Oh, hey! And the cat's still under the couch.
Hmm?
Hi, kitty.
What's up, fat cat?
Adorable kitty.
I will shave you.
She needs it.
Jessica, on a 14.
You should keep track of rounds. It'll be easier with the poisons.
Mm-hmm. I am. That's why you're an initiative.
Oh, okay.
Does this mean I go on an 18 now?
The amount.
No, your initiative does not go down.
Does if you re-roll it.
Yeah.
Is it your turn?
Yes.
Go ahead and
She's attempting to figure out what to do.
You can leave me if you need me.
They're going to be shooting you anyway.
Yeah. I'm already...
run up into the trees and start punching invisible
things.
There's
no way to save me now.
Greater invisibility at will or just
facility? Greater invisibility.
At will?
At will.
Pixies have it.
No, pixies have invisibility at will.
No, pixies have greater.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. I was
freaking annoying unless you have C-Invis. Then they're just like, oh my god, I've got like 30 hit points.
So I need to try 13.
Okay.
Didn't we talk about getting a C-Invis item?
Yeah. Yes.
I was.
Also, we could have just used a fireball in the situation. Think about that. Fireball.
Unless they have evasion.
They're going to regret this.
Or... I can do, like, something that does acid damage and don't reflex save.
No, a fireball would not have helped if we had a druid in the party.
How about firestorm?
Huh?
How about meteor swarm? How about gate?
Firestorm would be useful.
Open a gate to the abyss. Alright, you guys deal with him.
Shoot him with poison!
It's a Baylor.
No. I open a gate. Kay. The elemental plane of fire.
The reason why firestorm is useful, do you know?
Is this actually a tree?
Doesn't affect okay. Natural things.
Plants.
Okay. I will move here and cast darkness.
Unless you want it to.
Isn't it a druid spell?
So now there's a 20-foot radius maybe. Of darkness.
Okay. Mm. I have a 20% chance of missing you. Mm. I miss you.
You're just outside, but if you move, you can get to it.
Right.
So you can shoot, and it'd be fine.
Shoot at what?
That. You'll have more minuses, but...
The bow has seeking.
Rely on the seeking.
Yes.
Actually, wait, does seeking... Seeking will take away the mischance from invisibility, doesn't it?
Yes.
She just has to hit the right square.
And with the right amount, still invisibility still adds plus 8 to your AC.
Yes.
And you're still at a minus 5 from whatever you've got on there.
Amanda, as you are kind of sitting there, out leans a fairly attractive, although fairly leafy, female from your tree. And she goes, give me a will save.
I'm sexy. I've got a one.
It is now your choice.
I do the strange eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. That was
I'm
her turn.
Married.
I'm actually... Oh, that's my turn. I can't do anything.
And then... It was her turn.
Oh, okay.
This is the dryad's turn.
And then...
Then it's my turn.
Right there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Is there only one dryad?
Entangle.
Is there only
it doesn't
one
reach
dryad?
Up to the tree, does it?
That we know of?
Well, that you know of.
Yes, because that's the
I
trapping.
I should go next if that was
is
the
Weeping
dryad.
Willows actually grab people. It's the trapping of the
zombie. They're probably not.
There.
Okay.
The Weeping Willow does. The Weeping Willow's like, hey, you, on the third branch to the left.
Does a 28
make
it?
Wait, did you just do the tree thing?
This is reflex, right?
Is this the tree?
Yeah. No.
Do you want more dryads?
Yeah, more dryads.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I want to go.
Are they
I need to move 5 feet.
They're giggling.
So this thing just attacked me or the tree?
The tree tried to entangle
the tree itself, not him. The tree's like, the weeping branches go.
What does this guy go on? A one?
Yes.
I got a 31.
I'm hoping
we can make it.
You're fine.
Cool. I got a 34.
Yeah, all of you are good. You're at half movement.
And we have to make the reflex save next tree turn again.
That's right. The last red doesn't do anything. Amanda!
I'm in darkness.
Okay.
Is that all you're gonna do?
What else can I do?
Draw your bow.
You can attack the dryad.
It's not hostile to me.
Draw your bow in case.
I will
draw
my weapon, not my bow.
Good idea, Amanda. Good idea.
Treant.
What?
No, I'm saying it's a good idea.
Yes. I don't want to use my bow.
Brendan.
I'm not being sarcastic, I'm saying it's
okay.
Good idea.
He reaches down and quite easily kind of picks you off his leg.
I assume he beat his CMD.
He's just looking.
Smile.
That's his turn.
He's like, I'm gonna save this one for later.
Pick up.
At one point, I draw my weapons and take a point and actually gets nuts.
Unfortunately,
he's covered
his pants.
He's
removed from the paddle as a casualty.
Unless you
move on. Yes. Top of the round, Alec.
Pick up and pick up.
Apparently,
pick
the
up
tree hand. Is picking up and.
But I'm still smiling.
You're very happy.
I have a sad smile. Like, I don't really want to be here, but I'm happy that I have a new friend.
How far does the entangle go in the other direction?
8 squares from that square.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I think you skipped one.
He did skip. He skipped like three.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
One.
Okay, he skipped one.
Yeah.
Okay, that means it goes like this, correct?
No, it's a circle.
Like that.
Okay.
I might add my entangle to it. Just for kicks and giggles.
Well, let's see. I have half movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lightning.
5, 10, 15,
it's like
20.
Lights.
5,
if you charge or whatever. 30, or
that's
I mean,
10, 15, 20.
And you still have your hasted action.
Yeah.
Still inside, by the way.
Right there. You're good.
Okay. I suppose I'll keep watch from over here.
Okay.
Through the tree.
Yeah, I'll go.
Steven, he's trying to talk to you. He's currently on R.
You might write this down.
I'm being patient.
Because you do have a good wisdom, but you don't have a good intelligence.
And I got a 25 on diplomacy.
So you probably don't know what he's saying next. But you're going to listen.
I'm going to sit here and wait because I don't want to fight this thing.
I don't think any of us want to fight this thing.
Okay, I don't see anything.
19. Right.
I'll crawl over next to the tree, I guess.
This tree or that tree or that tree?
The first one.
If I go into the air, will the tree be able to notice me trying to grab me?
The tree?
Thank you.
It's an entangle.
I'm in the air.
Okay. Andre?
Okay, so that's...
Can you just make a safe move as normal?
Okay, never mind. You can move as normal.
Okay.
What, the change in entangle?
I think it's how it was in 3.5.
No, it was half movement in 3.5.
You were either entangled or you were at half movement. And you have to remake the reflex.
You could climb up and you wouldn't be entangled, but I wouldn't let you hide.
I'm invisible, dude.
I know. You wouldn't hide.
Andre, the plants here
you're invisible!
Oh.
Are these plants here covered in thorns?
No. They're weeping willows.
Because the plants in the air are covered with thorns and you cast entangle, it adds 1 point of damage per turn.
Nice.
Well, for each time they fail to save.
I ignore that point of damage.
Yes.
That's fine. So, Ryan, you crawl next to the tree.
Yes.
Starting with Steven.
I got 25 damage from you.
Yeah, that's fine. The tree ends blanks here. 14.
Can I technically be aware, even though I don't know where
they're
coming from?
Does a 20 make it, Andre? Was it 21?
Mm-hmm.
It's 20. Okay, I'm good.
I'm just curious.
You are aware of them. You will snatch one of them, but each round they fire D3.
Okay.
So, for you it will matter. That's the only person who it will matter for. Ryan! You are already afflicted by the poison, so just gonna be straight up 14.
Okay.
You fail.
Oh, yeah, I needed it too, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I make it.
6.
15.
Wow. I have to roll.
Ryan, you lose 2!
I'm a fighter!
The poison is very consistent with you, Ryan.
Jessica!
I just sit down and betray it.
Did it make the 20?
It didn't matter, you can snatch arrow even if it did.
Oh, okay.
That's absurd, by the way.
Wait, do you have snatch or do you have deflect?
Snatch.
Okay.
She doesn't even have deflect.
Yeah. Another one hit you.
Because monks don't have to have
deflect. I don't have to make another
Did they actually...
No. It does hit. The thing is it just adds 1 to the number of saves that you need to make consecutively.
Okay.
Did it actually hit me?
Yeah, it actually hit you.
Although, if you make the original save, you don't have to make any more.
That's fine, yeah.
Right?
That's right.
But each time you get hit, you have to make the save again.
Yeah.
They just keep hitting my calluses.
They keep shooting you right in that ear that you got nicked off, and you never really got nerves or blood back in that part.
Now you have a piercing.
Actually, I probably already have piercings.
You're holding a tiny splinter.
Okay.
She got a 3. Whatever the hell she was doing, she got a 3.
I was rolling a wisdom check.
4!
All right, guys, let's hide. I got a 3!
I don't know that's there. All I can see is the tree, and it currently has him grappled.
Are you hugging its hand?
I kind of can at this point.
Oh.
It's... What size is it?
Huge.
Huge. So I guess I do probably have at least one arm free.
You're the guy in the hand.
I'm waiting.
I'll just move there and...
I'm waiting at the
tree. You got a 38 CMB, if that matters.
Actually, you only got a 38?
Yeah, but only has a plus 20.
Wow, he actually could potentially fail, but yeah. He got it.
Pull out my weapon.
Yeah, he's a 50-50 chance.
All right.
My ring.
Riot. You pulled out which weapon? Your stick?
My javelin.
Okay, your stick with a pokey.
Yes, my pokey stick.
Word, Andre.
What?
The next word.
He goes to the bomb.
I have the dryad first.
Oh, I thought you...
Tree goes after
Ryan,
me.
The next word
the tree is last.
What?
Next word is the bird.
Oh, you will save. It is an enchantment.
Okay.
Enchantment!
What? Beat him, this bitch.
I got an 11.
Okay, so a lady with, of course, trees and leaves and whatnot leans out of the tree and goes, "Hi," and she's your friend now.
Hi.
That was her turn.
So we have two people waiting for trees.
She does the same thing to you.
No.
You are her friend.
I try to hug, but I fall over.
And the last one still isn't near anyone, so that's fine. From the treant. Oh, no, sorry, Amanda.
Sit down leaning against a tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's on his turn.
You...
Are you...
Alec.
This is just charm person, right?
Oh, yeah, it's just charm person.
Okay, nothing's really going down right now. Like, the fae are being mildly annoying.
Are they going to keep shooting the poison if they're charmed?
On the charm people? No.
Good.
What about me?
I actually have to make one more save anyway.
That they are shooting you because he's asking you a question. They haven't confirmed your identity.
Dick, are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I got Buddy here.
You see the...
I'm good. I got a friend. He's
okay.
A tree.
Hey, I'm just gonna stay over here for now.
You do that,
Steven. You.
I'll try casting comprehend language on him.
Unfortunately, you're in a grapple, my friend.
Oh, I can't use magic.
Actually,
medicine.
You can if you win a grapple check.
You can.
Do you want to be mean?
I'm going to try to win the grapple so I can cast.
Go ahead.
Just wiggle out and
I got after one.
Gets his arm.
I'm sitting there, I'm just kind of like.
And you.
Roll a d6.
4.
Roll a d8.
7.
Your weapon?
You fling your amulet right there.
Ah! Oh, somebody's trying to grab. Just.
Oops.
One hour, I'll take my action. I'll just jump over here.
Hey, you can get his amulet now.
And I pick it up.
Except it's going to be very easy to recognize once I get it back.
I'm not trying to steal it, I'm trying to get it.
Oh, I know, but once I get it back, I know it's mine.
So that's all right. One, and I'm in that now. 2 for picking it up.
You have one more.
And I'm not slowed, right?
No.
Hold up.
Hold up.
You're 35.
Don't let it stop you from smearing it all over yourself.
It didn't. Jump right back onto my perch.
Alright.
Wow!
Let's see, this is divided by 4.
I got a running start.
Ryan.
But it's still divided by 4.
I'm just sitting next to Mitch.
For height.
I'm just saying. It's,
you're entangled.
Steven. You're still under the effects of comprehend language, at the very least.
I'm just sitting next to my tree.
Alright, you're just sitting.
You jump 9 feet up in the air, basically.
Everyone's pretty much holding.
Okay. So you're all holding, and then...
So now I have to pull myself up.
Yeah. Basically go...
Yes. They noticed you jumping out of the tree going... They saw a blur of motion. That's about it, though.
Motion blur!
Alright. Okay, I make my next board save.
Well, you don't have to.
Okay.
Ryan, you forgot to make some water.
He jams his blowgun!
I think. Have you gone this round yet?
Yeah, I just did.
Crit on Ryan.
Again.
Forearm piercing! So he sticks it into your forearm. Were you holding anything in your hand?
No.
Okay, your arm is going numb.
How?
Give me 4-2.
I did.
Okay, fail?
Yeah.
6 this time.
Ooh.
You've taken 16.
I'm down to 5.
Oh, do I need to make one?
Hold on.
Not your turn yet.
I have...
4-2.
2 shots at Jessica! Here. See if the other one...
Well, let's see if they hit. Because if they hit...
He doesn't hit anyway. He doesn't even hit your AC, let alone the shadow concealment. It's a 20. He said you're a 21. Mm-hmm. And you're a buddy, so you're fine. Jessica.
Did I have to make fortitude save?
Yes.
Fail.
You lose 1.
4. You're okay. At 4 now.
Staring at the girl.
If you lose 3 more, you're comatose.
Paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
I think
that's why I say they're sticking it up.
Or else, it's not just like paralyzation, instead of just the fact of all your muscles are now also so loose, in fact, you can't move.
You can't even do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's like one.
I wish I had an area burst thing.
You do.
Damage.
Bless. Oh, okay. I bless the fae. Get him!
Actually, I don't know where my spell list is. So well,
the fae literally can't do anything with me with their current strategy.
No, they already got there.
You know what?
You know what, for the hell of it? I'm going to cast Doom.
When can you cast
Doom? Okay.
So you can't stand.
Make their will saves.
Okay. Make your spell resistance.
Spell resistance?
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
They have lots of special rules, but no hit points.
Sweat. I will
That's why playing a fae rogue would be amazing.
I was trying to build a pixie barbarian for one of
Because I had charisma, right? Not my wisdom?
No, you add your caster level.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
17.
You will indeed affect them. They are
doomed.
They are doomed.
Oh, they get a save. Oh.
They are doomed.
Okay.
What did you just do?
I cast Doom on the pixies.
It's a minus one hit.
It's it counter, a lot
it's
more
the counteract
than
to bless.
It is.
You mean Bane?
Oh.
Whatever.
Yeah, Bane. Doom is the
Doom
single
is,
target.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, Dryad. Do,
Bane.
Do.
Well, I guess I'll try to befriend Jessica.
It might be Doom. I don't remember.
They'll go ahead and tree
the
stride.
One,
right?
You're talking about the AoE one, right?
Yes.
Ryan! You have a leafy lady who's waving at you. Give me a will save.
Phoebe.
23. You're fine.
She pops when she walks.
I don't move.
Amanda. Okay. With... Up around. Alex holding. Steven.
I haven't really done anything hostile yet.
I rehide.
Shoot us with blow darts. I feel
hey,
that
Ryan,
we haven't done
anything.
Oh.
You're still not buddy. You're still being identified because the train is slower than Hades. 16
would,
might actually miss.
How would she identify if I was buddy? Just saying.
Actually, your look changes.
Then you're just like,
Ryan,
they
yeah. Ryan, all they do is click on us and look for the charmed.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, another hit on you, Ryan.
Okay. I fail.
Hit Jessica, there was only one and you snatch it.
You need to roll for his dex.
1 point.
You're down both
four.
At 4.
Roll yours.
Oh crap. Oh boy. I might have to. Oh boy, I'm gonna.
Why bother? Yeah, there's no reason to
bother.
Don't bother it. Just
okay.
We can recover down here, don't worry.
You are now fully laxidized.
I'm at 1 or 0?
Zero.
You're actually at negative.
Four?
You're actually
rolled
negative
a 5.
One.
I'm negative 1.
You can't go
you negative. You technically can't go negative.
Okay.
And she tree strides away. Guess I didn't shoot you, but that was the last of the poison. Alright, that was their turn. Jessica. Rooney went under.
Still act out.
Yes, I'm fine right now. It's
I
just,
can't even
I'm not
move
really
my
sure
eyeballs.
What to do. Yeah,
that one treant.
Wait,
is
if I'm paralyzed,
that
can
one
I breathe?
Dryad is your friend.
Yes.
Okay.
You're pretty.
She's gone now, by the way.
Yeah, she's trying to seduce me now.
You now have a 2 dex.
So basically, you can crawl.
Yeah.
Okay, that was
okay.
Jessica Dryads. By the way, now you actually see this leafy lady, and she's like,
I thought she shifted.
She's now in this tree, and she's like, Ryan, give me another will save.
19.
Okay, you're so good. Amanda, you drool.
I get into a like belly position.
roll over.
Are you with the E?
No, we are with the Q.
Alec is buddy. Steven is still holding. Tyler is hiding like a coward. Ryan's laying there. The Fae, back to their turn. Hit Ryan again.
You make it.
I actually made that one.
Okay. Then 23, I will. Oh, there are two this time! Now I actually get to see if your shadow works. On one or two! No, they finally got through. Give me a fortitude save.
Just one or two?
Just one, because you snatched the other one. They flanked you!
Sorry. Got
it's a 19 that fails, right?
You will fail by one.
There you go.
They find me. Jessica.
Juxy.
Get under cover of the dragon. Use his body as cover.
I'll go large just for you.
You lose 2 points of dex when you go large. Now there's a big dragon just like that. Her last action. Oh.
Not one of your better ideas, man. I was going to say that. Now.
It was entertaining.
It was entertaining. That's hilarious.
I totally forgot about that.
I'm still curious on what Dick is doing.
He's hugging the tree.
I just want him just reclining in the tree. Just.
I'm trying to make wisdom checks and I'm failing.
Okay. Everything's just happening so fast. You're not a woods monk. You're not a woods cleric.
God.
All right. That was Jessica the Dryad. One last will save, Ryan, and then you've used up all of her charm persons. Oh, Jessica, since you step here, the Dryad's like, oh, hi.
I crit on that one.
Oh, okay, give me a will save. It's an enchantment.
Okay. 29.
You don't have to be her friend. Amanda.
Okay.
All right. Have you got the message so far?
Are you with the evil? That?
Is anyone actually going to do anything in their turns?
No.
I'm
seeing what you're doing.
The Fae can't. They're now out of blowgun darts. They fired all of them.
Continue with the message if somebody interrupts.
I'm waiting to see what happens to you, and then I'm going to ambush the guy with fire if necessary.
Yes. I'm waiting to see if the tree attacks you.
It takes like 6 rounds for him to say something, but then he's just like, no.
Plagues this glade.
Are you with the evil that plagues this great glade?
No.
Oops.
Well, that's really an oops. At least we got that out of the way.
Guys, they made a mistake, don't worry.
I look at the truck.
Now we can let bygones be bygones, you know? After you
I'm paralyzed on the floor.
Make it all safe.
No, he used her. Oh,
42.
Fail.
Ryan, you're paralyzed.
Yeah, you were paralyzed.
Fail.
Well, fail. They got two of you.
Fail.
They Sweet. Could not get one of us.
You might want to get a little something right in the face.
Thanks. I didn't do any damage, but I think it's
Well, fine. If they're not... If this was a mistake, can you ask them where the dungeon is?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Where is the dungeon?
Don't talk so fast.
Okay.
By this point,
can you drag me?
I probably can.
I weigh 1,200 pounds.
The sanctum.
What kind of letter are we looking for?
It's a dagger that.
Can we talk to one of the dryad things?
The dryad.
That's where they look at the dryad.
Do any of you happen to speak Sylvanian?
No.
Right, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
You have the necklace. Give the neck, like, cast it on somebody.
You do have the Coffin Language necklace.
Cast it on something else.
Do you remember?
For the Lord.
Use it on dry.
Okay. Can you let me down, please? Thank you so welcome.
I'll go on the dryads. Can you understand me? I try casting it on them.
Ooh, don't touch me there.
Ooh. You can understand me now, huh?
Oh, well, hello.
Hi, we're looking for a dagger.
Well, we're looking to get rid of some nasty bugbears.
Just bugbears?
Well, yes, bugbears.
Are there, like, 1,000 of them or something?
No, they took the sanctum. They brought a dragon with them.
That sucks. So, if we drive out these bugbears, can we get the dagger?
Apparently they are. Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah, they're here.
Well, I'm not exactly the lady in charge.
Can we kindly talk to the lady in charge?
They captured her.
Oh. Well, if you point us the direction we need to go.
Oh, sure, we can lead you there. Come with us. She grabs you and pulls you through the tree.
Okay.
Visual.
Hey, I made a new friend today.
As did I. At least I think she's my friend.
The monk's like.
So all these guys see just one side of the conversation, like, so, can we get the dagger? Oh, when we drive them out, can we get the dagger? Can we talk to the lady in charge? Yes, send the guy with the 6 intelligence to go talk to the lady in charge. Or whoever.
I'm going to try and pantomime following him to one of the dryads.
Yeah. You realize we're sitting here drooling, so...
She grabs you and pulls you through the tree.
She has a 2 decks.
No, I'm large.
No, she's large.
Which it subtracts 2 from decks.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
You can use that.
Reverse it!
She's paralyzed.
God damn it!
Well, you don't know where Tyler is. I haven't used my device, but I'm not there. And we're not paralyzed.
My wing is, like, in your nose. My little dew claw.
I make a campfire. The poison will wear off eventually.
And I think I really need.
Are you gonna be a smoking bear now?
Some sort of psychic ability.
It's safe. Sorry, I don't speak your crazy moon talk.
Some trees, leaves follow.
I'm waiting for these guys. I create water, splash in them. I create food for myself.
Well,
the poison will eventually go away.
You two,
after like hours
pop
and hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you take Evie out again?
Yep.
She's a spoiled puppy.
She didn't go when I took her out.
Spoiled. She went to the bathroom twice.
All right. I suppose I look at you. Could you maybe cast comprehend language on me as well?
When you two arrive, you arrive at what used to probably be a beautiful wood bow structure, where the trees have basically been bent into certain angles, and it looks like the entire building was grown. However, it looks like the entire area, including the area you're standing in, and for about another few hundred feet, all of it has died. The willow trees are husks. It looks as though someone set fire to them. And the building itself has a dark hue over it with a hint of ash.
Is there a blighter
is
here?
Is the, dragon.
It's a dragon.
They're just kind of like, look what they did to our beautiful sanctum.
I give her a hug.
She leans a little on your shoulder.
So are we saving the person in charge?
Steven and I are right now. We need to go back.
You're with us.
Can you do the...
Why am I with you?
Stuff.
Because unless you teleported through a tree.
Oh, no.
Poison? Yeah.
Oh, no, that'll just take a while to wear off.
Because if we're going in there, we're going to need some extra muscle.
I have a campfire going.
Oh. Oh, the head lady's a druid. She'd be able to remove your poison.
But to get the head lady, we need the extra muscle.
Well, then maybe we should wait until your friends recover.
It's a good idea.
Well, we'll take you back now.
Oh, welcome back.
What is going on?
That's a good question.
At this point, you see little people about yay tall just kind of dancing around the room.
Andre,
the fire.
I got a 23 on diplomacy. That's fine. Be attractive and epic in my stupid moments.
What is wit?
We're hanging out with the twins and the pixies.
Wit's like, this is so not epic.
All the girls are not interested.
That's okay. I would be interested.
What about the sexy half dragon?
I give you
drooling on the floor.
You see the little pixies like.
All right, you explain.
I have no idea what is going on right now.
That's fine.
They're cleaning your hair.
They
pull out a mosquito.
All right, now you explain.
I look at one of them. No, they pull out a mosquito.
I look at the scribe. These conference languages. Okay, my friend's not at his brightest right now. Do you think you could explain to me what's going on?
Yes, a red dragon with a group of bugbears came in and they just marauded straight into the sanctum. They captured the head lady and her circle book before we even knew what was happening.
Right. And I take it our compatriot here has agreed to save her in exchange for what we're here looking for?
You said something about a dagger. I'm sure the head druidess will know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well. Right. This is going to turn out well. Dagger that raises the undead, dealing with a druid.
I did a reanimated knife.
Okay, so it's true resurrection at will.
Oh. Shank! You feel better?
I think we should keep this dagger.
Yeah, if it does true resurrection at will, we're keeping this sucker.
Bart be damned!
No.
Bart, we'll get you the next one.
Your friend's equipment be damned. This dagger's worth more than like 10 times their equipment.
You could buy the entire Brotherhood's equipment with this.
Probably.
Alright, well, I suppose I explained the situation to you all, or those of us who are conscious right now. Oh no, you guys can understand.
I can't hear you.
You just can't move.
I'm cursing myself.
Where are they?
I need some sort of telepathy spell.
Where are they?
They're in the sanctum.
They're all in there?
That's the last place we saw them.
We haven't I'll heard go around anything. And guys, I'm going to leave this everybody.
How about I sneak in there, don't get close to the dragon, and see what's going on.
Your knife still has the...
Because I know the dragons had that weird wiggity and non... They can tell sense
me. I can't tell my language. Now you'll know what they're saying. Go ahead.
You already did that.
Oh.
I had this conversation now.
I don't think that'd be a wise idea.
It wouldn't.
Why not?
I don't know from your hand diet.
Because you're going in alone, and you wouldn't know where the dragon is.
I could run away from it.
And you need... You
may be faster on foot, but I think it's faster in air.
It's got if it's flying, it can't see me.
Are you certain?
Oh, yeah.
There's magic warding all over the place to stop thieves.
Okay. I'm very good at what I do.
Okay.
That means your ring will be useless.
God, somebody should ask
what. It's useless against a dragon, anyways.
It recovers at a rate of 1 per day.
Really?
It's poison.
And they have nothing to counteract it?
No.
Wait until nighttime, then I can help them.
Then we'll just have to wait one more day.
Honestly, when you're trying to poison someone, usually you don't go, oh, sorry about that boo-boo, here's an antidote. You don't carry that on you.
I'll have a conversation with the Treant. While I climb up in his
ring. As long as I can get to where I can turn off my ring, I gain an extra 2 dex. Like, ugh.
At nightfall, she memorized just a ton of restorations.
Okay. I'll go scout.
Okay.
As my insane self.
I can memorize 2.
Alright.
You only get 2?
Well, you walk up.
I would take Ryan too, but, you know.
Alright.
Trip over every single branch.
I said I would take you, but you know.
Or you can always drag me along, I guess. Like, literally drag me.
No, I need to be able to run away when the dragon eventually spots me. But anyways, I'll invisibility myself best I can.
Okay.
And walk up to the front door.
I guess
door,
it really doesn't matter if I have a lot of dex, as long as I'm melee.
Well, I walk around and see if they can see any traps or sneak.
Helps what they see.
Okay.
That's true.
You don't see any traps, but you see plenty of lift.
2. I'm going to get plus 2 from anymore. It. It's okay if I have minus 2 from my AC. So if you don't want to use all of it on me, it's fine.
Can't tell what they do. Well,
you could blindly activate
take
them.
Away 2 points currently, and then you take away whatever you're at, and minus 3. Respectfully, minus 5.
Well, you found out what it did. Yeah. You'll find yourself back in hell.
Well, is there any way I can find a way that there aren't any ghosts?
The only way to be able to get in it would be to be able to climb on by a roof and drop down into the aviary.
Wait, where are you?
You look down into the aviary and you see a dragon.
You suck!
I went away.
He kind of goes...
I smell brimstone.
The size of dragon that you were looking at is... about the size of the Treant.
So it's not a big dragon.
I don't know if that's bad or not, because I've got Arcana, I suppose.
Sure, go ahead.
I've got a plus 6. I might have read a book randomly on this.
You were bored.
12.
12. That's a red dragon. And it's big.
Does he know they breathe fire?
All dragons breathe fire.
Him, he's weird.
With that roll. Yeah, you're weird. Half thing.
Weird wiggity half thing.
Okay, well, that net, you'll cover 1, he'll cover 4.
Is he huge? Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I will gain 3, because I'll turn off my ring.
And then tomorrow you get another 1, and then he'd get another 1.
She does not like being picked up.
No, sorry. She doesn't.
I apologize for that.
It scared me. Okay.
By the time the morning comes around, you heal 5 dex.
Oh, 5?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she did lesser restoration.
Cool.
And you can get 2.
Oh, like yeah, new day for Steven.
Well, yeah, you can probably.
Wait, so you gave me 1?
I gave you 1, and then the next morning you gain 1 naturally.
But you can't use any of your special abilities.
So I'm at 4. Okay.
And then you can deactivate your ring again.
What?
You can deactivate your ring.
I already did.
Maybe the druid can help stabilize this.
You mean fix you?
This is not natural. Purge!
No, but I'm getting more analytics, which you might like. I don't know.
Oh, look, he's so cute. I think I'll keep him around.
Yeah.
Go fetch!
Let's keep him if you give us something else besides the dagger. This dagger was a reward to rescue.
Hey,
shut up.
Hey, I have this random level druid here that I can go with.
I was going to say, how about we recruit one of your circle? You know, as a replacement?
Well, unfortunately,
next character.
We have a gay bard who's hanging around.
Guess who you have to roll up?
The bard, he could be here. Just oh, hi!
Hello!
The reason you came, you wanted to have sex with a druid.
He's actually hanging the red dragon.
You'll notice, of course, during the nighttime that most of these guys kind of slow down and kind of withdraw into themselves. Except for the pixies. Where at this point are all kind of sleeping, cuddled up like the fire.
Alec, I came here because I thought it'd be a good idea to threesome with dryads.
They turned out to be a little too...
Then you found a dragon instead.
A little too raw.
Then you found a dragon instead.
Yeah, I tapped that. Oh, wait, is it woman or male?
Doesn't matter.
It breathes fire, and it was in a book. I thought, it showed this picture of destroying a town. Is that a picture book? Divination intelligence.
No. It's not a picture book. It's an arcane text that doesn't describe dragons.
Is the title The Red Dragon Who...
Whack!
Ow!
ABC
no,
Dragon?
No, whack. Really?
Alright.
That's all your day too.
So, the next really? Morning...
Do we want to wait one more day so she can try to get you guys up a little more?
Hi.
It's up to you guys, really.
The dragon was on top.
It depends on how long do we want to wait. Wait.
Yes, the dragon's in the aviary because he's like...
We can try to wait till the dragon, like, flies out, and then we...
Well, why don't you and a couple dryads keep watch on that, so if the dragon does leave, we'll attack then. Otherwise, we'll wait until they are full.
How do I turn off those glyphs?
Oh, you have to speak Sylvan.
So if I, like, con one of you... I mean, ask one of you to open it, would I stop?
Oh, yes, we could open it for you.
I take it Sylvanian's not close enough.
No. Yours is a branch off of our tongue.
I figured as much. Tree, flower, tree, flower, flower, tree.
Nature, nature, orchid.
Bush?
They talk about
shrubbery.
So basically they just use different nature
terms. No, they use the proper terms. Like you say tree, flower, flower, there's like oak, ash, daffodil, tulip.
I heard the word for food.
No, that's the word for killing you.
Do you guys want to wait another day?
It's up to
I
them.
Say we have, I said, have her and one of the dryads.
I'd like to wait another day, please. my tongue is still numb.
Okay, well, I'll watch, I guess.
So not a lot changes. You. Occasionally you see, like, a bugbear walk out.
I shake your hand, but
when,
I think I
you'll notice when he actually pees, like, on one of the plants, you'll notice that it actually wilts and dies.
Can I sneak attack him for the hell of it?
While he's peeing, you douchebag.
When you get closer, he smells heavily of ash, and you'll notice that he has some draconic features as you get close.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't be getting close.
Alright, well.
It's Metal Gear Solid. You walk out, you're walking underneath the walkway around the...
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.